Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The NBA is back. And it's not just that the NBA is back. The NBA is back on NBC. The first time in about 25 years, you hear the iconic round ball rock in the background. The Oklahoma City Thunder have just raised their first banner, a big deal in Oklahoma City. There is no other professional sports team but the Thunder. They just won their first championship. Joining us right now to talk all things NBA hoops is a familiar voice here on the JR Sport Brief Show, a familiar voice here on the Infinity Sports Network. You can also catch him talking hoops on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Welcome back to the JR Sport Brief Show, David Shepard. Shep, how are you, man? It's been a while.
JR, it's been a while, man. It is a pleasure to hear your voice, a pleasure to be on with you. And anytime you're hearing John Tesh, you know you are suited up for the right kind of sports tonight. So kudos to you. Kudos to Ryan Botcher for getting me in the mood, for getting every NBA fan in the mood. And I'm excited, man. Like, there are so many storylines in the NBA right now, including JR. Are we going to get the first repeat champion to get past the second round this decade? Wouldn't that be something?
Well, we certainly know that the Oklahoma City Thunder, we just heard the clip prior to you joining us from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander telling everybody what we already know. They basically are returning the same team. What are your thoughts on this team repeating, and who do you think could give them the most problems in the West?
No, I mean, that's a fair question. I mean, look, it's barring injury, right? So you don't just bring back the regular season MVP, the finals MVP. You don't just bring back an all-star, an all-NBA caliber player in Jalen Williams. You bring back Chet. You bring back Hartenstein. You bring back Dortz, Cason Wallace, Jalen Williams, you know, Aaron Wiggins. And then, of course, don't forget Ernie Johnson's nephew, Alex Caruso. This is a very unique situation, JR, because they bring back the 9 best players they had from last season. So if they remain healthy, you have to love their chances to repeat, considering they're one of just 3 teams in NBA history to win 84 games if you include the postseason. Now, to the second part of that question, the biggest threat – well, the biggest threat is going to be the Denver Nuggets, because you have stability at the head coaching position, obviously. You know, the Michael Malone situation was very, very messy. Nikola Jokic, you know that he is going to be pissed off that he hasn't gotten back to a championship. He's looking to get that 4th regular season MVP. You have Aaron Gordon, you have Christian Brown, but remember, you bring back, you know, Bruce Brown. Remember how big he was, JR, in that NBA Finals when he essentially was the 5th best player on the court at any given time? You got to love the improvement of Christian Brown. And I also think Cam Johnson is an upgrade from Michael Porter Jr. I think anything is an upgrade from Michael Porter Jr., given how he's looked the last 2 postseasons. He's more worried about being a podcaster, JR, than he actually is about being a steady NBA veteran. So the Denver Nuggets, to me, are the biggest threat. I'd like to say the Celtics, but we don't know what's going to happen with Jason Tatum. And I'd like to say the Pacers team that just brought them to 7 games, but we know Tyrese Halliburton's going to be out for the year. So the Denver Nuggets, given the health they have compared to the other teams, they're going to be the biggest threat to take down the reigning defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, David Shepard is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, outside of what we have and who's competing – There's certainly a lot of young stars that are expected to kind of take some next steps. Unfortunately, Victor Wembanyama out last year dealing with that blood clot. We had Cade Cunningham, who turned a lot of heads with the Detroit Pistons. Of course, we have Cooper Flagg, who's going to be making his debut with the Dallas Mavericks. Who are some younger players that you're really expecting to see make a mark in the league this season?
Well, Reed Sheppard with the Rockets, because of the torn ACL of Fred VanVleet, I feel like he got a raw deal because he got drafted through the wrong team in terms of playing time. You usually don't have a third overall pick get drafted to a team, you know, that previously found themselves knocking on the door of the playoffs and then ends up at the number two seed. You mentioned Cooper Flagg, JR. Now, I know we can put Tim Duncan into this equation because of the partnership that he had with the Admiral back in 1997. But we've never seen a number one overall pick get drafted to a franchise that has three bona fide Hall of Famers, like we saw in 1979 when Magic got drafted and Kareem was there and Spencer Haywood was there and obviously Silk Jamal Wilkes was there. That's what we're seeing Cooper Flagg. Not to mention the fact that Jason Kidd, he essentially was a number one overall pick, even though that officially was Glenn Robinson. So for Cooper to have this kind of leadership and these kind of examples in AD, Kyrie, and Clay, I think this is a match made in heaven. You know, because of Kyrie not being there, Cooper Flagg is going to play a lot of the one. So I think you're going to see him go out of his comfort range, which by the time Kyrie comes back, Cooper is going to be even more comfortable with the offense because he had to do something that was out of his comfort zone for the beginning of the season. So I'm keeping my eye on Reed Sheppard. I'm keeping my eye on Cooper Flagg. And then you said it, JR, to me, you talk about personality, you talk about showmanship, you talk about charisma. Victor's got it all. Victor Wembanyama has it all. The problem is Victor can't stay healthy for the first 2 years of his career. So I'm hoping this is his breakout year. And obviously you have Stephon Castle, you have Devin Vassell, you got some dogs on that San Antonio Spurs team. I just hope Victor can stay healthy because you and I both know, JR, there is no answer. There is no solution. There is no pedigree for staying in front of Victor Wembanyama, the 7'5" three-point assassin that he is. There's everyone like him in anyone in NBA history.
Well, Shep, we talked about the young guys. We know that there are plenty of old guys that have pretty much firmly entrenched themselves in being future Hall of Famers. We're going to see a couple of them, well, tonight. Steph Curry will be in action. Draymond will be in action. We won't see LeBron James. What are your thoughts on what some of these old teams will look like? I mean, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Warriors, a lot of them are in California, close to retirement.
Right. I mean, look, this is very disappointing because sciatica is what's holding LeBron James back from his first ever opening season game. I don't like the Lakers' chances this year, JR. Now, LeBron can still be a top 10 player in the world. He can be someone that is still box office and must watch. Problem is he doesn't have enough energy when it comes to playing in the playoffs, where you are going to see the most intense match.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Matchups. You're going to have defensive players match you for 40, 45 minutes, doubling team you every chance they get. Same thing could be said for James Harden. I think so much of what's been James Harden's biggest problem is not so much a lack of clutch factor. It's he does so much during the regular season at 30, now at 36 years old, that by the time he gets to the playoffs, his tank is on empty. Plus, he's too busy carrying the Clippers because Kawhi, you don't know what Kawhi are getting from regular season to regular season. Now, you talk about the Warriors, 22-5 with Jimmy and Steph in the lineup together. That's great. But when you go up against the younger guys like an Anthony Edwards, when you go up against the younger teams like a Houston Rockets, like an Amen Thompson, an Alfred Shangun, that's not going to bode well for you. Now, they were able to get by the Rockets last year, but again, it took them 7 games, and that's because the Rockets outside of Fred VanVleet were completely inexperienced. Now, you can count Uncle Jeff Green, but he didn't get a lot of playing time. So to answer your question, JR, I don't know an older team that ever pulled it off in NBA history in terms of reaching the final milestone, in terms of going the distance. You know the Warriors, you look at four of their starters, and I love Al Horford, JR. He's a Hall of Famer to me. But you got four of your starters starting opening night 35 years and older. You talk about the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, they're not going to start Chris Paul, but you know he's going to play some heavy minutes down the stretch. I mean, he's older than you. That's not old in life, but it's old in basketball terms. So if I'm the Clippers, if I am the Lakers, if I am the Warriors, you know they're going to get the ratings. You know they're going to get the eyeballs in the regular season. But like we've seen with LeBron, JR, they're 2-8 in their last two postseasons. They're 2-8. And they had the 3 seed last year and got beaten in gentleman sweep. So how is it supposed to turn around in 2025, 2026 when they're a year older? Now, let's not get this mistaken. We understand Luka's felt right now. Come talk to me in March and April. When he's really, you know, gone through the ringers of an NBA regular season and he's off that diet, come talk to me then about the kind of shape he's in, because I'm not buying it. Because we might as well call him Luka Doncic, because there hasn't been D in his game for 7 years. And Austin Reeves is the same way. He doesn't play defense either. That's your three best players. And JR, what's the solution? Getting DeAndre Ayton, the ultimate underachiever in the NBA the last 10 years, even though he's only been in the NBA since 2018. We think this is a recipe for a solution. Come on, this is a recipe for disaster. But it's the Lakers. They love their stars. So long as LeBron comes and Bronny comes along with them, they're going to be just fine because they sell out Crypto.com Arena in the regular season. That seems to be all they care about, not exactly chasing championships anymore.
Yeah, Dave Shepard is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You can catch Dave on here, the Infinity Sports Network, as well as SiriusXM NBA Radio. You talk about dysfunction. The New York Knicks just got rid of their head coach, Tom Thibodeau. They replaced him with Mike Brown. We know, as you mentioned, the Pacers, no Haliburton, the Boston Celtics. They don't have Tatum for the start of the season, may miss him the entire year. What are your thoughts on who may emerge out of the East?
So, JR, are we both assuming that Giannis Antetokounmpo is a Milwaukee Buck for the foreseeable future, a.k.a. the rest of this NBA campaign? Are we both in agreement on that?
Who the hell knows? Can't assume that.
That's a fair point. If we are going to assume that the Bucks are indeed a team for the foreseeable future with that number 34 cat, I do like the Bucks. I just love the acquisition of Miles Turner. I love the fact that Bobby Portis is still there. I just love what they have. And I think that Kyle Kuzma, I think he was in way over his skis last year. I think that was someone that was a deer in headlights, I guess pun intended, because he's a new Milwaukee Buck, obviously. But that I've seen Kyle Kuzma for a long time, JR. I've never seen him that bad before. So you know he's going to bring a significant improvement for this season. And Giannis is pissed, man. JR, Giannis hasn't been out of the first round for the last 3 years. If this was Kobe, we'd be killing him. But everyone likes Giannis, so no one ever gets on him like we did Kobe in the past. But that's the team that I think you've got to watch out for. I'd like to say Philly, but speaking of old, Paul George is ancient by NBA standards, and Joel Embiid's knees are about, you know, the knees of an 86-year-old. So I love Tyrese Maxey, but I can't go with them. This is going to be a very down year in New York. You and I both know that was a downgrade going from Tom Thibodeau to Mike Brown. What is this going to be, job number 5 Mike Brown gets fired for because of underachieving? So with all that being said, I trust Doc, not necessarily Doc having a 3-1 lead, but I do trust Doc Rivers with this particular team. I think Milwaukee is going to turn a lot of heads, and they're going to make a lot of noise and ultimately find themselves getting out of the East for the first time since 2021.
Wow. I mean, that would be one hell of a turnaround if that were to take place. We'll see what happens throughout the course of the season. Hey, Shep. Hey, I appreciate the time. Good having you back here on the airwaves at the same damn time. Tell everybody where they could follow, listen, keep up with you, basketball, non-basketball. Tell everybody.
Well, I appreciate that, JR. You know, I host our SiriusXM NBA radio postgame show on Channel 86 right after the game. So I highly encourage everyone to get every single second of JR Sport Brief. And if there's a spare second you have after the show, listen to Bart, but then check us out on SiriusXM NBA radio. You can always follow me on Chef On Air. You can always catch me on the Infinity Sports Network every single weekend morning from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And JR, I know I've told you this off the air, but I'm also going to say this on the air, and it's nothing new. You are an amazing talk show host. You're an even better human being. It is always a privilege to go on the airwaves on your platform, and I cannot think of a better privilege in my career than doing that with you, my friend. So thank you seriously for having me, and it's just a blast always coming on with you, man, and just continued success in everything you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, Shep. To you as well. And now you remind me, I got a few old ladies I got to kick on the way out the studio. Thank you, Shep.
Sounds good. Just don't pull a Draymond Green, deal?
Don't step on him. Just kick him. Don't step on him.
Exactly. You're the man, JR. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
good
you.
Deal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.